This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largy. When we started our Hi, Who Are You project, we asked if there are people in your life that the rest of us should know more about. People, maybe they're strangers or someone you know a lot about. We had 5 listeners suggest one woman who shares the history of Austin and Texas with travelers who pass through the state. KUT's Jerry Quijano paid a visit to the Texas Capitol to meet her.
One of the suggestions we got said if Texas was an independent republic, Mary Jackson would be the ambassador to the U.S. So I went to the Texas Capitol to find her.
All right, looks like I'm here.
Turned out she'd already done her homework on me.
Good morning. How's it going?
Nice to meet you. Well, we were stalking you on social media, so we feel we know all about you.
Oh my gosh, well, thank you.
Mary works at the Texas Travel Information Center. Her desk is covered in colorful brochures and magazines showcasing the state's marvels and wonders. She works with Lee Gershman. She was one of the people who told us we should meet Mary.
She goes out of her way to help her visitors. She has a ridiculously outgoing personality. She makes an effort to connect with everyone who visits here.
Lee remembers the time Mary took a group of visitors around town, on her day off, no less. Mary doesn't remember that particular outing, but that's likely to happen when you've met as many tourists as Mary has.
I'm sure that happened, but I guess in 35 years, I'm seeing about 455,000 people that I've had personal conversations with, so it's not like rising to the top. And I'm also starting to wonder if I might be a little annoying, but...
Mary graduated from UT in 1984. She already knew the best restaurants and parking spaces in the city. Then she heard about a job opening.
There was this job on the beautiful Capitol grounds that basically involved someone telling people about live music, tacos, and even more than Austin, it was throughout the state of Texas. And I said, I think I can do that.
Mary's been steeped in Texas pride from the beginning. She was born in Belleville. The town is named for one of the 300 original families who settled Texas. It's not far from Washington on the Brazos, where the Texas Declaration of Independence was drafted and signed.
So I did grow up in a beautiful pastoral countryside between Austin and Houston that is kind of like the cradle of Texas liberty. So we grow up with a very, very deep appreciation.
Mary still takes tours of the Capitol complex regularly. She says it revitalizes her passion for Texas, which comes in handy when jet-lagged visitors from all over the world walk through the doors of this 19th century building.
I go upstairs and I just feel all this amazing history, and you understand your place in the universe, and that makes you even more eager to share it with people. And people love Austin and they love Texas. Texas will always have a mystique with people.
Back when Mary first started working at the Capitol, she says life here was very easygoing. She would park in front of the building and walk right in. She'd visit after working hours, too.
It was open 24 hours a day. You could have drinks on 6th Street and then walk through the Capitol and spin around the rotunda. It was a thing. I'm not saying it was a smart thing, but it was a thing.
And did you do that?
Yes, I did. And our troopers will tell you, ma'am, you need to just settle down and get back home.
The evolution of the Capitol grounds is one of Mary's favorite things about working here for so many years. She says it's developed a Central Park vibe now. People walking their dogs, drinking coffee, throwing frisbees. Of course, a lot of things have changed since the 80s, including security.
Sometimes people are a little apprehensive, a little nervous about walking to the Capitol building. And we say, this is actually your building. Walk in like you own it. It's yours, especially if you're a taxpayer.
Mary's seen plenty of repeat visitors stopping by the Capitol every time they're in town. Some of them have even moved here, though not everybody sticks around. She remembers one guy from California who fell in love with Texas until summer rolled around.
And he said, well, I didn't realize in spring that I wouldn't be able to golf year-round. And he said, I'm on the golf course, and it feels like someone is holding a hairdryer in my face. This is not acceptable.
But the people who've stuck around and endured the heat are just as proud, if not prouder, than native Texans, she says. Once they visited Mary, they're ready to buy their own pair of boots and hear tales of Sam Houston.
They love it and they embrace it. And it's like they humble me and how proud they are to be Texan now. So come on and move to Texas.
So the next time you need to chill out after another day of the Texas heat, go meet Mary at the Capitol. She'll be there waiting with a smile and probably a good idea of the latest and greatest place to be in Austin.
I think my key is we all feed off of each other's energy, and I have absolutely noticed how easy it is to turn the grumpiest person around, because if you throw a positive attitude at them, there's something in our, genetic makeup that makes people match other people's energy.
Jerry Quijano, KUT News.
There's much more at hiwhoareyou.kut.org. You can also go to atexplained.org and find much more in our series there. You can also subscribe to the podcast. It's on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, anywhere you get your podcasts. And while you're at it, leave us a review. We'd really appreciate it. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Largie.